hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone's having an absolutely wonderful day today. It's actually a really beautiful day down here at Health Masters in Florida. It's actually starting to get cool. So the end of September, we're actually getting some cool weather down here. I think a high today is supposed to be 88, which is incredibly awesome right now in Florida, as we're not breaking into the high 90s or 100s anymore. So that's exciting. And how are you doing today up there, Dad?
Oh, great. 66 degrees here, Austin. Nice. Beautiful.
Nice.
let me tell you guys a funny story. I got to share something with you real quick. Years ago, I was teaching a class at Florida State University in biology. It was a lab. This is back in the 70s. And I've always, you know, been blessed as far as God gave me the ability to speak in front of groups and not really be nervous about it. And I was teaching this class, and I was doing this really good job with it. And I really enjoyed it, enjoyed the kids. And suddenly, one of my TAs, one of the teacher's assistants, heard me in the hallway, and they said, "Wow, you know, you're doing a good job." And then what happens? She brings like three or four different professors over to hear me too, because apparently they wanted me to get my PhD in biology and be there as a professor or something. I have no idea. I'm just speculating on that. And I remember that was the day that I was teaching in the biology lab on statistics, and I hadn't taken statistics yet, so I was kind of like not getting through it as smoothly as I needed to because I'd studied it the night before. And the lady calls me in. She goes, "You know, you listened to your biology class, and I brought these professors to hear you, and you basically, you know, were, you know, not doing what you needed to do on the statistics lecture." And I'm like, "Yeah, because I haven't taken statistics." And she goes, "Oh." And then I said, you kind of need to tell us this before we teach these classes to make sure that we're not going to get in over our head. And she goes, "Well, why are you getting defensive?" All right. And I said to her, "Well," I said, "I was kind of like put in the situation where I didn't want to be." And I got defensive. I was probably 20 years, 21 years old, probably 20, maybe 21. I can't remember. And what was funny about it, Austin, was this. I remember as a young guy, I got kind of irritated at her because she was talking to me about this instead of just sitting there having a discussion with her. Now, here's why I'm bringing this up today. You know, if someone who you know and you respect and you like, if they try to give you some advice, and they're a person who basically has credibility with you, you kind of need to sit down and just chit-chat with them and talk. You don't need to get defensive, especially if you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. Because what ends up happening is if we don't listen to other people who are respectable and who have credibility, you know, we can't improve ourselves. And you say, "Well, why are you involved in this conversation today?" Well, it's a long story. I'm not going to get into why I'm telling you guys this, but it's really important because the Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so one, you know, believer sharpens another, you know, so you help make another person better. So, you know, so I want to thank you for that because you guys are always sending me emails. And I remember Joyce Riley, I remember one time she was sending me, I was hosting her show for her for like 6 months, you know, once or twice a week. And I remember she'd send me these emails, and these people would write me these emails, and they'd give me some criticism or constructive criticism or praise or whatever. And I'd always respond to them. And finally she said, "Well, you know, you really handle these really well." And I said, "Well, I've learned a long time ago that if somebody's willing to sit down and write you a letter and try to explain something to you, you know, and they really do a good job and they've got credibility, you kind of need to listen to them because, you know, maybe you don't agree with everything they're saying, but at least they cared enough about that." So guys, I want to thank you so much when you send me letters and you say, "Well, you should, you know, this is great, maybe you could do this, maybe you could do that." Like the other day, we had the guy who contacted us when I was on the Wrench Show the other night. I mentioned this yesterday. We wanted to make sure that he wasn't the reason we weren't taking phone calls anymore, which had nothing to do with it. But the reality is this, you know, if we're going to live as Christians, we've got to learn to love one another, not get defensive. You know, if someone says something you don't like and you know them and they're credible and they're telling you the truth, you kind of know that, there's no reason to get all fussy about it and yelling and screaming and carrying on because it doesn't create the ability to learn anything. See, and that's what we show is I try my best to learn as much as I possibly can, do as much research as I possibly can, and try to bring you the world news, and we try to do it without commercials. Oh, by the way, we looked at our numbers again. They're up again. So you guys are really sharing the show with your friends, and I want to thank you for that. It means a lot to me that you guys are doing that because, and you know, one of the comments that we always get is that, "Hey, we love your show because you don't do commercials." In fact, we talked to our producer today, and the producer says, "Well, that's one of the comments that we get from so many other shows is like, why don't you guys do what Ted and Austin do? Why do you not have commercials?" And I'm going to tell you guys, it's because you guys support us and support Health Masters that allows us to bring you an hour talk every single day, 5 days a week, you know, and we play a rerun on Sunday night without commercials. And guys, if it wasn't for you guys, we couldn't do that. So there we go. So that was a very scattered brain opening for me, but it's all right. By the way, here's an article. Here's an article from Michael Schneider, and it says, if Donald Trump is impeached, you should expect the mother of all stock market crashes to happen. And so that's probably true. And here's what's going on. They'll never get it through the Senate, so they'll never get impeached. Again, this is the Hegelian dialectic being played out by the guy by the name of Hegel, started, you know, basically the postulate did all this. And what's funny about this is Donald Trump isn't going to get impeached because he'll never get through the Senate. But it's the chaos. You know, he's the chaos president. They're doing everything they can to create the maximum amount of chaos, the maximum amount of, you know, rhetoric against white people, the maximum amount of everybody's a racist, the maximum amount of, you know, the stock market's going to collapse, the maximum amount of all of this stuff. And guys, don't get me wrong, our country's on some pretty slippery slopes right now when it comes to finance. The country's broke. And, you know, we're borrowing and borrowing and borrowing and financing these giant deficits only because we're the reserve currency. And, you know, and we're because of the petrodollar. But guys, we could have another Lehman Brothers thing happen almost immediately. I mean, it could be this week, and we could have a precipitating incident like Donald Trump being impeached. Now, you say, well, why would they do that if they want him reelected? Remember, the Rothschild boys, the international banking cartel, the Sabbatean Kabbalists, the Luciferians, the guys who basically, you know, this brotherhood of darkness, you know, like Monty called it, or, you know, where you would call it the death cult that runs the planet. They control both sides of the narrative, like Otto Kahn said back 100 years ago. And they do this to force us into a certain direction. And so they may be bringing in a new world order, a new world currency. They're trying to bring in a new world religion. The Pope's doing the best he can to try to force that. And all of this stuff is happening right now as we're in this. And so we're in the middle of this giant change, this value change. And yesterday we talked about that a lot on the show yesterday. If you missed yesterday's show, you gotta listen to the show. But if Donald Trump is impeached, according to Michael Schneider, you should expect the mother of all stock market crashes to happen. The stock market is massively overvalued right now. Gold is massively undervalued right now, considering the M1 money supply. And on top of everything else, we've got a massive liquidity crisis, just like we had in 2006 and 2007. And they're basically letting everybody buy houses again who doesn't have proper credit. Again, it's all starting all over again. Because the same clowns who did this the first time, and they weren't chastised for it, they didn't go to jail for it, and they ended up basically didn't have enough regulation to put like, you know, Glass-Steagall needs to be put back in. But the whole thing of reality is the only reason we need Glass-Steagall is because we have a Federal Reserve System we should even have. I mean, all of this stuff is so corrupt and such a mess that just, you guys just need to really, really keep your powder dry. I'm using that metaphorically. You know, don't get yourself into a situation where you've got yourself massively overextended. I had so many of my people that I knew and friends that I had who had to file bankruptcy or lost their homes last time. You know, keep your car debt. Try to keep it paid off every month. Try to keep it so if instead of buying a new car and having payments, if your old car is paid for, just chill out. Just don't get a car right now. Just kind of relax. Because always remember what the Bible says. The borrower is servant to the lender. It's so important to remember that. And so thank you for allowing us to work together as iron sharpens iron and have this show do so well. And thank you for all of your comments. I've got so many people like Rainey and Gene and just over and over, and Matthew and Mark, who continue to give me feedback on the show. And I shouldn't have done that because that list is like 100 long. But thank you for all of the folks that go out there and do what they do to help me to get the show and send me articles. Brad's amazing what he does. And all of these people that are continuing to help me send, you know, Matthew keeps sending me books out of California to read. I mean, the guy's brilliant. One of the smartest people I've ever spoken to. The guy must have 180 IQ. And he's awake. It's amazing how many people are out there that are awake and who love our show and who support us. Guys, thank you for that. But I want to start off with that whole thing with the impeachment thing, guys. Again, this is the group that's doing this. They're controlling the Democrats and they're controlling the Republicans. Isn't it interesting to anybody but me that so many of the people in Congress, this is going to sound weird, have pledged their loyalty to AIPAC, and there's so many people in Congress and the Senate now have dual Israeli citizenships. Doesn't that seem strange to anybody but me that the Republicans and the Democrats both pledged their loyalty to AIPAC? and dual citizenships, but yet they're putting the American people against each other, including white versus black versus Hispanic versus Muslim versus Christian versus Jewish, all of this stuff all the time in the media. Really, really strange how they're manipulating us. And guys, if you just stop for a second and you look at it, you ask a question, what's the motive here? Why are they doing this? What's it doing to me? And is that okay? What do you think, Austin? What's your first story?
Well said. And I mean, I think this whole aspect, a large aspect, is what I said yesterday with the impeachment, is this is obfuscation to keep people's focus in the wrong direction. We already know what's going on in the Middle East right now with Saudi, with Iran. Very few people also are even talking about what's going on with Venezuela and Colombia down in South America right now. Dave Hodges has done multiple articles on the aspect of what he thinks is going to happen down there. And whether or not that's going to be accurate or not, I don't know. But I do know it's definitely a powder keg. And I mean, we're one civil war in South America short of basically having a massive, massive migration in the United States. Because remember, if there's some type of big war breaks out in South America and Russia get involved and China get involved and America gets involved and blah, 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 we have another conflict down there, then what's going to happen is you're going to have millions of refugees pouring out of South America, and you better believe the United Nations, being that they basically control us with their little puppet strings half the time, are going to make sure that we take in all those migrants into the United States to do our fair share. And so that's just what's going to happen. So we have to look at all these things that are going on right now. And also, too, this is something that I found interesting. It's from Activist Post. 3 months ago now, they've been doing some research, and 3 months ago, the Courier of Montgomery County revealed that the Montgomery County Hospital District in Texas is now training paramedics and firefighters to look and act like members of the police SWAT team. They said they now have a 12-member tactical paramedic team based out of the EMS Station 10 East in Conroe. About twice a week, the tactical team will join police as they execute arrest warrants. The article describes how excited the paramedics and firefighters are to wear tactical gear, brandish automatic machine guns, and act like cops twice a week. The Tactical Emergency Medical Support Team operating guide reveals they should be ready to help police arrest someone or search someone's home by 6 a.m., which is normally when they start doing no-knock search warrants. Tactical paramedics and firefighters are supposed to give everyone an in-custody risk assessment or a subject in-custody risk assessment scale. As you will see, being a tactical doctor, paramedic, or firefighter is no longer about public safety any longer and is essentially about law enforcement overstepping their bounds. And I've got a lot of people, I've talked to a few people about this last night, I had a buddy of mine, and a lot of people are back and forth about this because what is going on in this situation right now over here in Texas, this is not your typical combat medic. Understand that. SWAT teams already have a medic on standby. They have a SWAT team combat medic. Any fire team usually has this in their group. This is not that. The law enforcement agencies are going out now and they're recruiting paramedics, first responders, doctors, firefighters, and recruiting them to basically be on their tactical medic team. And so what they're doing is now they're starting to build a medical team that is a full-blown SWAT team, and that's what their future goal is to have full-blown SWAT teams that are essentially all medics. Now, you have to start asking yourself a question. You guys probably know where I'm going with this. Doesn't it seem oddly coincidental that we have talked about, and I have reported for years now, and you can see it for your own eyes in New York and California, how they're discussing the aspects of mandated, mandatory, forced vaccinations in some of the states right now. I mean, New York is insane how far they've gone with this as far as removing all exemptions, mandating that you basically have to get your children these vaccines or else they're going to report you to Child Protective Services. But we've talked about that for months now. And now we're seeing that they're building together a full-blown tactical medic EMS firefighter squad, basically, in Texas as a beta test to see how these guys can handle this and doing house-to-house searches, going in houses, sweeping houses. And so, to me, I mean, like I said, I may be in far left field with this, but I find this very oddly timed that we're starting to see the remnants of a medical martial law in the United States with forced vaccinations in some of these states, and now we're putting together essentially tactical doctors and paramedics that have the ability to go in and search houses with machine guns and arrest people and everything else. And you got to understand this as well. You know, in a lot of places, medics and firefighters, they cannot carry firearms when they enter a house. Now, I understand that concept as far as in some aspect, and I do understand the concept that they still need to be able to concealed carry for their protection. And so I get that concept of it. But doesn't it kind of oppose the entire premise of being an EMS first responder if you're going into the house with a machine gun and body armor to basically throw people on the floor and arrest them, whereas the main focus of an EMS or firefighter or first responder is to go in and save lives? That's why generally the SWAT teams will go in and clear a house and then the medics go in after that. So just something I wanted to kind of bring up, that I thought it was very, very strange, especially when you're seeing other aspects of where the state is coming in now. Like in Florida, a Florida judge is now ruled that a four-year-old boy is in imminent danger of neglect if he stays with his parents because his parents refused to give him chemotherapy. The parents wanted to treat the child's leukemia with natural treatment, including intravenous vitamin C, instead of chemotherapy. Judge Thomas Paluma ruled last week in Tampa that Joshua McAdams and Taylor Blandball will be required to undergo psychological evaluation, after which point they may be able to be reunited with their child. The Tampa Bay Times reported Noah Adams is in custody of his grandparents for now. Earlier this year, the parents failed to show up for a scheduled chemotherapy treatment. Florida authorities issued an endangered child alert, and the family was tracked down in Kentucky and extradited back to Florida, where the child was forced to undergo chemotherapy. Now, this is the aspect of what I'm talking about here. You see incidences like this happen, and this isn't fear-mongering. This happened down here last week in the state of Florida. This is not, you know, fear-mongering at all. This is really going on. And at the same time, we're not having doctors and EMS and paramedics that are now being put together in full-blown five-man fire teams to be able to execute search warrants with SWAT teams. This is starting to become very, very eerie in the aspect of a medical martial law in this thing like this. The parents didn't want to do chemo. They wanted to do intravenous vitamin C. And they didn't want to do chemotherapy and subject their child to that toxic element. And the judge ruled that they do not have the right to make that choice, that the state has that right, and the state is all-powerful and all-controlling, and that they basically don't even have a right to see their child anymore because the state controls the child. And this is why I warn everybody, be very, very careful. Be very, very careful of the medical-industrial complex. Because it is something that once it grabs you and leeches onto you, it's very, very difficult to throw that monster off your back if you get wrapped up in that medical industrial complex with the test and the treatments and the drugs, and it's just like a merry-go-round over and over and over again. I can't tell you how many customers, and Dad's dealt with even more than I have, but I've dealt with so many customers and so many people that have called in, and they talk to me, and the first thing I start saying, well, 6 years ago, I had this routine operation, you know, for my gallbladder, or it was something with my ankle, or it was something with my stomach, and all of a sudden it just turned into the next treatment, and the next treatment, the next medication, the next medication, and now they fast forward 6 years, and they're on 12 different medications, they've had 8 different operations, they can't sleep, they're in horrible mood, they're in horrible pain, they can't function, and it was all for most of the cases something very, very minor. Be very careful once you get into that medical industrial complex, and be very careful if you take your kids into it, and understand how to handle things and what to say if you absolutely have to go into that situation. Because guys, they don't play games anymore. They will straight up extradite your butt and your child from Kentucky and drag you back to Florida, separate the child from the parents, and force the child to undergo chemotherapy if they believe that is the best option for the child. That happens right here in America today. Not joking, Dad.
You know, the irony of this is abortion. All right? Abortion is legal. So if you've got a kid that basically is 9 months old in the womb, hadn't been born yet, you go ahead and have the baby killed. You know, I'm not going to talk about what they do to this child, but, you know, if the baby comes out and he's 13 months old or whatever, he's, you know, and he has a health problem and you choose to go a natural route, and then they snatch the baby from you and they force you or force the child to have this done to it, it's unbelievable. I mean, if they really cared that much about the kids, why do they allow the abortion at 9 months? It doesn't make any sense to me. The whole thing is just twisted up. It's inversion again. And then on top of everything else, the parents get billed for the problems with the chemotherapy in the event that they don't have insurance. The parents get billed. They're the ones who are liable for it financially. The state forces it. The parents get stuck paying it and bankrupts the parents. And you're like, what the heck? It's so weird, Austin, because we talked about medical martial law years ago on the show, because we've been doing the show about 5 years now. We talked about it years ago about that's where they're going with this. And again, you know, how do we know that these SWAT teams aren't going to come in because you haven't immunized your kids?
There you go.
Did I just say that, didn't I? How do you know the SWAT teams aren't going to come in because you decided you weren't going to immunize? That you decided.
And they're registered medics.
That's right. And they're registered medics, and they got the immunizations with them. Yep. What is so important about what they want to inject into you? We talked about this yesterday. You got to listen to yesterday's show about RNA being in the vaccines. You got to listen to yesterday's show. What are they putting in you? You don't have any idea. You put a billboard up in Australia, what's in your vaccines? Oh, my God, take it down. It's down after like 3 days, and everybody's getting sued. And you're like, what the heck, man? All we do is ask what's in your vaccines. So what are they doing this for? Why is it so important for these guys to have everybody on a SWAT team, a medic? Are they going to make sure that everybody has vaccines available? And they're going to run into the houses and hit everybody up with vaccines? What are they doing to us? Why are they forcing this on us? This is way beyond the medical industrial complex. There's something else more nefarious with these vaccines. I'm telling you that. There's something else. It's crazy. Here's another one. Doctors took a newborn baby from her parents after they refused a vitamin K shot. We're talking about vitamin K. Now the couple is suing the hospital and the Department of Family Services. This is Chicago. In the moments after Angela Bauer gave birth last winter, she and her husband, suburban Chicago pastor, were eager to hold their new baby girl. But as Bauer was being treated in the living room, the couple contends a nurse picked up the infant to administer a vitamin K shot, a common practice in maternity wards across the country to help a baby's blood clotting ability in case of emergency, which, by the way, isn't necessary in 99.99% of cases. The Bowers said they were not anti-vaxxers or against any procedure, but they believed it to be medical necessary, but they didn't think a shot was necessary. They had agreed to sign a waiver confirming their wishes that the newborn baby, their fifth child, not receive vitamin K, based on their beliefs that God's creation isn't automatically deficient or flawed at birth. But instead of offering them the form, the Bowers alleged the nurse announced she was reporting the couple to the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services and left the room with took the newborn, took it, ran off with it. I'm taking your baby, I'm out. It would be 12 hours before they got the child back, and they have no idea what was injected into the child. And she goes, I could not imagine what's going on. Angela Bauer said through tears in a recent interview, I was in total shock. I've never had my baby right away. The result of this episode is because of a DCFS policy that classified parents' refusal of their newborn's vitamin K shot as a medical neglect. What the heck? A move that thrust the agency into a contentious debate over the rights of parents to make decisions about their newborn child. The policy was rescinded a year ago as agency leaders sought to ensure that DCFS wasn't overstepping its boundaries or state law and determined the shots should be classified as medically – it's a vitamin shot, for heaven's sakes. You know, think through what we're talking about here today, guys. I mean, you don't want to give your baby chemotherapy. You want to try another alternative. The state of Florida says you've got to do it. So you flee to Kentucky, okay? You take off and go to Kentucky, and all of a sudden – they extradite your butt and drag you back to force your child to have chemotherapy. Now, I'm not telling you what to do. And, I mean, it's ridiculous that you'd have to leave the United States of America and basically go into a situation where you have to hide out somewhere in the world. I mean, it's almost ludicrous that this could actually be it. There we are that now. And I'm not suggesting you do that. I'm not suggesting you do anything like that. But what I'm saying is that they probably thought they could go to Kentucky and be left alone, and they get dragged back down. Had another friend of mine, had a 16-year-old daughter, came down with leukemia. She's out of Montana, and they wanted to put her on chemotherapy. She was dying from it. She's almost dead. And he calls me up and says, what can you do? And I said, well, there's a clinic out there but the Vassar College of Medicine, they do a lot of holistic stuff. Maybe you can contact one of their doctors out there and get an alternative, and maybe you get some vitamin C in addition to whatever else they're going to do to your daughter. So he took her out there, and now she's doing great because she started getting the intravenous vitamin C and getting supplements. And guys, think about it for a second. Why is that, that a 16-year-old can't make their own decision, the parents can't make their own decision, that the state has to come in? Let me give you some interesting statistics here about the government-run medical systems. There are basically no deaths from vitamins. Maybe there were a couple in, I think, 2004 from they contained iron and fluoride. That's it. I think three. But every year we have 106,000 deaths, every year, from pharmaceutical drugs. Between 76,000 and 137 deaths from pharmaceutical drugs every year hospitalized patients. The FDA and its quackbuster allies go after vitamins. They demean unproven remedies and generally take every possible opportunity to warn people about alternatives on the basis that they're not scientifically supported, including now, you know, hemp and CBD oil. Meanwhile, the very drugs that these mobsters, this medical mafia, are promoting and certifying as safe and effective are killing and maiming people at hundreds of thousands a year. The masses are treated to nonstop PR on the glories of U.S. medical system. In the Wikipedia entry, U.S. military casualties of war, the grand total of all military deaths in the history of the United States, starting with the Revolutionary War, is 1,312,612. In any given 10 years of modern medical treatment, 2,250,000 deaths from medical treatment. Okay, that's twice, almost twice, from all of the wars since the Revolutionary War die every 10 years in the United States. Consider how much suppression is necessary to keep the latter, this 2.2 million, under wraps. Oh, yeah, by the way, one other thing. The same destruction is wrought by the vaccines, but we can't talk about that because that's forbidden. And, guys, I mean, we've got $4 billion already being paid out with the vaccines. I mean, think through. So and Austin gave you some really good advice a few minutes ago. Be very, very careful once you saddle up and decide to ride that pony going down the medical model. Okay, get multiple advice terms. I mean, see, years ago, I had back surgery. This is back in 88 after Austin was born. I had messed my back up younger when I was doing heavy squats, you know, doing 400 and 500-pound squats, which is stupid. Our spines were never designed to handle that because I was strong enough to do it. My muscles didn't mean my spine could handle it. I ended up having a ruptured disc, and I got to the point where I could no longer walk. I mean, it was an excruciating pain, no longer walk, 80% compression on my spinal cord. I had to have surgery, had to get the relief. So I had an L4, L5 decompression left next to me, but I couldn't walk. Got multiple opinions from multiple surgeons. They all said the same thing. All right. The next day, I'm in the hospital, and I mentioned this to you guys a few weeks ago, and I couldn't get the meds that I needed for my back. And so finally, I checked myself out. 24 hours later, I put on a brace, walked out of the hospital, said, I'm done. I wasn't going to get addicted to the drugs they were trying to give me, and I didn't want to have to deal with just the incompetence of the hospital. You say, well, do you recommend that we do that? No, I don't recommend you do anything. You got to make your own decisions on all of this stuff. But that's been over 30 years ago now. My back's doing great. I'd be careful and I can't twist and pick things up. I've got to be just careful when I work out because I've worked around that injury and that repair, and it does great. My back's great. I have to be really careful in my car as far as seats. I've got to make sure I use a back insert. I got to be really careful when I get on an airplane. I've got to use a back insert, and I always have to buy a car that has a comfortable seat in it because driving around and sitting is one of the worst things you can do for your spine. So what I've learned over the years is how to work through all of this stuff and not get addicted to meds. I take no meds for my back. But what's crazy is that when people get started on that medical complex, they don't realize that 200,000, 300,000 people die every year from the drugs they're going to be given, from iatrogenic diseases. That means doctors misdiagnosed it and killed the patients. I mean, what's even crazy is that the numbers are that high. There's a name for it. I mean, who knows what the heck, you know? But the crazy stuff is this, is that when you get into that medical model complex, and people are always saying to me, and I'm not advising this, I'm telling you this is what I did. You know, we didn't have well baby checks for our children, all four of them. We didn't do that. In other words, we didn't take the kids to the doctor's office every 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months or whatever to see if their growth charts were right and see if they were okay. We didn't do that because they were all healthy and thriving. And every time we ended up going to our doctor who wasn't administering vaccines, because we didn't do that, there were always sick children in the room there with him, and the kids would always get sick. So finally, I told Sharon, I said, this is nuts. I said, why are we doing this? I said, the kid's growing perfect. He's perfectly, you know, formed. I mean, everything's going great. I mean, this is like we're part of this medical industrial complex. Now, the doctor we choose for all of our kids, he died last year, a year and a half ago, at the age of 53. He used to work with, he did a lot of work with, I gotta be so careful what I say right now. I'm not gonna say. He was involved in alternative treatments for cancer and autism. And the thing about it is that, you know, I'm not saying they killed him, because I don't know that. I'm saying he died at 53, and he was a really nice guy. He's a good friend of mine. But the crazy part about all of this stuff is that when you get yourself involved in this, when you're going to these well baby checks and you've been programmed, they have a tendency to just really put you into a grinder. And if you don't follow what they tell you to do, like this lady grabs this baby, starts screaming, runs out of the hotel or the hospital room and goes, I'm going to turn you into the Department of Family Services. And yanks on, reins on, runs off with the baby. Runs off! And you're like, what the heck? What just happened? You think, well, that couldn't happen to me. Guys, it happens all the time. And that's why you don't want to get into a medical complex. And what you don't want to do, and this is so important, this is really important, you don't want to go to a psychiatrist unless you absolutely have to. And you say, well, why? And you're better off to use a Christian psychologist who works in a Christian office, like a counselor at a church. Because once they diagnose you, let's say a psychiatrist diagnoses you as being a paranoid schizophrenic, that's going to go into the Medical Information Bureau little data about you for the rest of your life. And so now later on, you try to go down and you try to get life insurance. And they look in your medical thing and say, oh, you've been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenic. We're not going to give you life insurance. I'm like, but, you know, the guy shouldn't have diagnosed me. I'm not paranoid. Oh, by the way, schizophrenia can be treated in most cases with B vitamins. Just thought I'd mention that in passing. And you can correct that condition. It's almost always something that's being caused by a deficiency. And though what's weird about all of this stuff is once you get labeled in that Medical Information Bureau, you can't erase it. It's just in there. It's like your credit score. It's like your medical score. And they do this to you on purpose. That way they can find out if they're going to give you health insurance, if they're going to give you life insurance, what your premiums are going to be. All of this stuff is because you went to that psychiatrist. And plus, do you really want – let me give you a personal example. I have a son, my youngest son. He's 20 years old. And, you know, when he was little, he didn't like eating. He was, you know, he hated food. He didn't want to eat. So he was basically not getting enough calories. And so it was frustrating. Very smart kid. So we ended up one day, and I decided to take him to like a psychologist to talk, not a psychiatrist, just to talk to him about why he was doing this. And he's since passed all this. This is when he's little. And all of a sudden, she gives me this. In fact, we walked into her office, and there was a stack of papers for me to sign. And one of the papers basically said that if she found anything, that she said anything to her about anything at all as far as his home life, she could turn us into the Department of Family Services. And we agreed to it. And we had to sign this. And I looked at my youngest son, and I said, you know, this is not something we're going to do. I'm not going to put you into this model. I'm not going to put me in this model. I'm not going to put your mom into this model. You just need to eat your food. And so we got up and left. Now, we never even met the lady. She left the stuff on. She's working with somebody else in the back. She left the paperwork. I never heard back from her. I never signed anything. She never even knew that I came into the office. I mean, it was a weird situation. You say, well, why are you telling us this personal stuff? I'm telling you the personal stuff is this. Here's why. Because I'm very, very careful who I involve in my life on these professional people and what they're willing to do and how they can get you into trouble. I've seen it too many times with my colleagues. You know, they basically get the cholesterol's too high. Now they can't get insurance. And all this crazy stuff. So Austin gave you the advice earlier, and he's right. Get multiple opinions and be very, very careful of the medical procedures that you allow them to do on you. And think of all the drugs they want to put you on, because those drugs cascade. One drug causes another side effect that has to be treated with another drug. Now those two drugs cause another side effect. And those drugs that you're taking, if you like also said 12 drugs, I've seen 25. Those 25 drugs were never ever tested together in a human being to see what they're going to do. So they create a plethora of other side effects that they give you another drug for, another drug for, another drug for, another drug for. And all of a sudden, you know, you're like in a stupor. You're walking around. You don't even know where you are anymore because your brain's like shorted out. And they're like, oh, well, we got to give you something else. Now you need to go see a psychiatrist now. And you're like, ah. And then all of a sudden now, you know, you hear the person, well, now they commit suicide. Like on the aircraft carrier, the George W. the Bush. They had three suicides of that doggone ship last week. And you're thinking, what the heck? We got three suicides on an aircraft carrier 1 week, and now this whole thing's like, what's going on? Well, what happens is these sailors get caught up in these medical industrial complexes, and they're given, well, you're a little bit depressed because you're on the boat for too long, okay, whatever. You miss your family. So let's give you some Prozac. Let's give you some Zoloft. Let's give you some tricyclic antidepressant. Let's give you something that has a black box warning on it, so that you're going to try to kill yourself. So, oh, just take this and make me feel better. Yeah, whatever. How's that work for those three guys? See, this, and I'm speculating because I don't know what meds they were on, but this is the stuff that happens all of the time. I mentioned schizophrenia. Let me hit this with schizophrenia. Schizophrenia remains one of the most serious chronic conditions. 40 years ago, patients suffering from schizophrenia occupied half of all the mental hospitals and one quarter of all the hospital beds. But most of the mental hospitals have shut down, but they haven't disappeared. By refusing to accept patients and by discharging them before they were ready for independent living, they converted the community into new mental hospitals. About half of the homeless people on our streets are schizophrenics, many of whom have been treated in mental hospitals and psychiatric wards and placed on tranquilizers and other types of medications and then discharged to fend for themselves. Now, here's what this article says. It's saying that the primary cause of schizophrenia is a vitamin B deficiency, and that in many cases that these guys are given vitamin Bs, different types of Bs, and what it does, it massively reduces the problems associated with schizophrenia. Now think about that for a second. So how many people out there have B vitamin deficiencies, or they can't digest their B vitamins because they're not methylated like Health Masters are? Another thing, let's look at turmeric. You know, turmeric is one of the best things you can do for back pain. And all these different things are natural alternatives to basically treating these patients with drugs. But guys, because there's no money in it, because there's no vitamin, there's no money in taking vitamins, you know, what ends up happening is these people end up getting put on all kinds of drugs. Now, you could actually go and look. There's an article. It says schizophrenia.com. It says B vitamins for schizophrenia. And, you know, and talking about different supplements to use, and that B vitamins reduce schizophrenia symptoms. The studies are finding this over and over and over again. And B vitamins may improve schizophrenia symptoms. And B vitamins may help manage schizophrenia. Well, let me ask you a question. If you get rid of the symptoms with schizophrenia because you're taking B vitamins, doesn't it make sense that had you been taking B vitamins to start with, you'd never been diagnosed with schizophrenia? Symptoms, you no longer have schizophrenia. Maybe it was a vitamin B deficiency to start with. That's B6 and B12. And we need to realize that B vitamins can help improve brain health, cognition, and psychiatric problems and mood disorders. Research suggests that B6, B8, B12 significantly reduce symptoms associated with schizophrenia. Other B vitamin deficiencies can also produce symptoms of psychiatric disorders and mood disorders and can play a role in cognitive decline and dementia. B6 and B9, folate and folic acid, and B12 may help prevent cognitive decline and more serious dementia such as Alzheimer's disease. All of these things are hardcore researched articles that I'm reading to you right now, what they do. That's what I do. Every once in a while, I may miss my vitamins, my B vitamins, and all of a sudden, a couple of days later, I start feeling it. I'll take the Bs, I'll take the 5-HTP, I'll take the cod liver oil, and, you know, I'll take some of our cortisol buster, and I'm telling you guys, 2-3 hours later, I'm feeling pretty doggone good. You know, feeling pretty good. My brain's booted back up again. I'm feeling pretty good. And doesn't that make more sense than saying, oh, I don't feel good today. I'm a little bit down today. Let me go pop a Prozac. I mean, do you really want to take Prozac when the active ingredient in that has got fluorine in it, fluoride in it? Remember, the sarin nerve gas, the active ingredient is fluorine gas, sarin nerve gas. And they're putting fluoride in our water supply. They're putting it in our pills. They're putting it in their nerve gas. Do you really want to put this stuff into your body? How about just using some B vitamins? Why don't you try that first? Maybe that's a less invasive test. And we could do a whole – I could do a whole – in fact, I've written a bunch of articles on this. You can go back to the website and you can read all this stuff. But the B vitamins are incredibly important for maintaining mood and feeling really good all of the time. Also, I got a little bit long on that, but what do you think, buddy, and what's your next story?
You nailed it on the head. I mean, that's exactly right. And that's why that's one of the most important vitamins that we talk about, because your body constantly goes through them. So, I mean, the B vitamins are crucial. Going back to one thing I wanted to touch base on, though, you said a couple minutes ago, with the hospital taking the child because of the vitamin K shot, that was honestly, even I was quite just puzzled by that, because I mean it reaches a level where I mean you realize I mean they can pretty much do anything they want, and this, remember, this is why the hardcore leftist communists have, in this new Equality Act, that House Resolution 5, remember, we've talked about it for months now, which is basically to give transgenderism carte blanche immunity to do anything they want, wherever they want. Understand that in that bill, they are going to basically have it. So if you don't support your child or allow them to go through transgender transition therapy and basically go on castrating drugs or hormone replacement therapy for females and whatnot, if you don't do so, they are going to deem it as discrimination, and they are going to give the state the right to come in and take your child away from you because you don't allow your child to go on hormone replacement therapy drugs or castration drugs to change over their gender because they're confused at the time when they're a teenager. That's how sick these guys are. That's how far they're trying to take it to make sure that you have no ability to keep your children safe whatsoever. Also, too, if you have the ability to do so, if you're having a child, if you and your wife are looking at having a baby, if you already are pregnant, look very seriously at a registered midwife. Both of my children were born at a midwife. Registered midwife, completely legal. Basically, they're usually retired nurses or active nurses, excuse me, and they're registered as far as they do everything properly. But they're very natural. They're very holistic. They don't care about any of this medical industrial complex aspect as far as the vaccines. If you want to procure those, they can basically provide them for you, but they rarely ever do. It's very natural. It's very open. They provide the setting for a very calm, relaxed birth, and they want you and your husband to basically bond in the whole situation. And so I bring that up because I hear more and more stories about horror stories about parents having kids at the hospital. And I mean, all kinds of stuff from the baby isn't coming fast enough, so they do an emergency C-section for no legitimate reason whatsoever. Or they come in like this and the parents don't want a vitamin K shot, so they take the baby and run off with the baby. That's happening more and more and more and more and more. And if these stinking communists get their way and they pass this Equality Act that they're trying to push so hard for, there's so many little things in this Equality Act that are an absolute nightmare once you actually start going in and reading it. So be aware of it and understand what they're trying to do to the children right now. I mean, out in California last week, three San Francisco schools took their students as young as 5 years old, all the way down to first graders. It took them to a Close the Camps rally, and they had all these little five-year-olds and six-year-olds holding up signs, basically, you know, chanting their little words they told them to chant, basically, close the camps, blah, 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 and basically, they're teaching them that, you know, open borders is how it's supposed to be, closed borders is racist, Trump's a racist, anybody that wants to prevent or stop immigration is a racist. Oh, just like, you watch the video, little five-year-olds holding up signs, close the camps. They don't even know what's going on. Doesn't matter. They're indoctrinating them from the very beginning of the school. So by the time they go out as high schoolers into college, they're going to be good little communists and do exactly what they're told, exactly what they've been taught to do. And this is exactly why they are pushing this mantra in the school systems so hard right now. And it's ironic to me. It's San Francisco, right? This is San Francisco. So they don't worry about the defecating on the sidewalks and the used heroin needles on the sidewalks and the typhus and the bubonic plague coming back in San Francisco because they've completely ruined their city through their policies. They're more concerned in taking their five-year-old kids in first grade to a rally to protest illegal immigration, protest for it. So I just thought I would bring that up. But again, know what you're getting involved in. If you have the option, look at a midwife, look at natural approaches, because as we keep saying it over and over again, it's because we've seen it so much. Once you go down that road, in some cases, there's no way to get off that train track until it finally reaches the station, and that's not a place you want to be in some cases, especially when they take your right of choice away from you. when you no longer have the ability to make your own choice or make the choice for your child in the best interest of your child, and they make that choice for you, that is tyranny, my friends. So be very aware of that. And again, when I saw this article over in Texas with these full-blown medic SWAT teams, that's the first thing that I thought about, is basically full-blown, forced vaccine-mandated SWAT team medics that are going to be showing up to people's houses in small swaths to basically go in and talk to you, I put that in parentheses, about you not vaccinating your child or you not getting vaccines. I can't see any other legitimate purpose to be having full medic SWAT teams running around, Dad.
You know, Austin, you're absolutely right. And again, it's the medical martial law tyranny that we've talked about so many times. Now, I want to say one other thing here. I just kind of had kind of a revelation here on this. The stock market is overvalued. It's due for another massive sell-off because of liquidity, because the bankers refused to write off the debt from 10 years ago. And it's going to crash. And if it crashes on its own, then everybody's going to blame Donald Trump. Okay? They're going to blame him. They're going to say Donald Trump caused the stock market to crash. But the Democrats, they can't get the impeachment through the House, through the Senate. But if they get it through the House and they impeach Trump and the stock market crashes, guess what? It's the Democrats' fault that the stock market crashed. Now, stay with me for a second on this line of reasoning. They're doing this on purpose. They're going to crash the market. I believe that. And if they get these articles of impeachment against Trump, Trump will be a precipitating factor, and Trump can absolve himself from any responsibility that the market crashed. It's because of the Pelosi and the rest of them did that crashed the market. Which, what does that do? That gets Trump reelected. Think through that with me. That's how twisted these guys' minds are. Well, we got to blame it on somebody else. Problem, action, solution. Problem is Donald Trump gets impeached, causes a stock market crash. The reaction is the Democrats. Solution is put Trump back in office. This is how they think and what they do. And guys, what's funny about this is that that's a pretty simple scenario to do and to make us realize that, you know, hey, this is not okay. And we need to understand that when they do stuff like this, it's not something that, you know, they thought about for a couple of minutes. I mean, these things are plotted out like years in advance. They knew when they did that quantitative easing back in 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, and they put trillions of dollars back into the M1 money supply, that they were going to pump the system back up. It's like a flat tire, pump it up, pump it up, pump it up, pump it up. And they did, they pumped the system back up. And now the system's pumped up and it's overinflated again, and they never corrected any of the problems that caused it to deflate the first time, so now it's come back to roost on us. So they know that if they can cause Donald Trump to get impeached or precipitate some big other incident, that the blame of the market will be shifted off of Trump and back on Pelosi and those guys. And this is how they play the little Andre the Giant versus Hulk Hogan game. This is what they do. And again, remember, so much of this stuff, and Austin talked about it now with these little 5-year-old children protesting, you know, in San Francisco. 5-year-old children are in a brainwave state. They don't even know where they are. They're in a dream. They're floating. That's why you can't remember anything when you're 5. You start remembering stuff when you were like in second grade, you remember a little bit. First grade, maybe a little bit because you were in a dream. Third grade, you know, you're 8 years old. You start remembering stuff. Fourth grade, you start remembering more because you come out of that theta brainwave state. But a 5-year-old is in a full theta brainwave state. They just think everything's, you know, make-believe and fun. They don't know what they're protesting. And Austin's right. They're in there in a city right now that is covered in feces, covered in urine, bubonic plague coming back in L.A. Leprosy coming back. But they're protesting, you know, transgender rights and protesting against Donald Trump. And it's because the militant left has come in through the Frankfurt School and has brainwashed the youth. Here's another article. Universities as Western globalist propaganda tools. These days, universities seem to be the main halls of biased, politically correct propaganda. This is where students learn not to think freely. This is where the young are taught how to become obedient to the illiberal mainstream elites who chronically work to destroy free thinking in the West. All of this is Frankfurt School. And we need to understand that this is what the goal of all of this stuff is to break down the United States. There seems to be, here's another quote, there seems to be an underlying need a hidden agenda to insinuate that an age of strong religious beliefs automatically is a dark phase in European history. Yet it was the early Christian medieval thinkers who first enhanced rationality on a large scale, placing the ability to reason on the same level as faith, stating that both of these qualities led to knowledge. The scholastics during the Middle Ages studied nature and the cosmos in order to understand God better and strongly emphasized the need for rationality. They laid the foundation for later the study of modern science and order in nature. Professors and intellectuals who defend fearless speech instead become puppets of academic elite rather than being critical voices posing questions to those in powers. If critical voices are silenced and open discussion cease, scientific research itself glides into an apathetic self-confirming state. This becomes, as Harvard professor Harvey Massey puts it, a subtle form of tyranny. And so this is what's going on right now in the universities. They basically are policing themselves through political correctness, and they're training and teaching the children to do so. Harrison, my youngest son, the other day said, he's up at, you know, in a major university now, he said, "Dad, I've realized there's all kinds of levels of Christians." And he says, "My generation basically would rather go out and get drunk and not be focused on what reality is and what the truth is about certain things." And he says, "And there's different types of Christians." I see Christians going out, basically they're completely and totally drunk on Saturday night, and they think that's okay. And then Sunday morning, they're dressed and up and going to church. And he goes, "It's such hypocrites as far as these kids are concerned. What they say one thing on Sunday morning and they live something else the rest of the week." And guys, this is a major problem that we have in the United States. This is a major, major, major problem. And guys, if we don't realize what's going on with these clowns, you know, in these universities pushing this, there is no moral absolutism. Guys, think about this. You know, the Bible gives us very specific directions. I talked about this yesterday on the show. Very specific guidelines, very specific laws as far as what's morally right, morally wrong. And again, it's the inversion of our society that's trying to twist everything upside down that God made. God said, "Don't kill, let's go kill." God says, "Don't kill, let's go kill 60 million babies through abortion. Let's go ahead and sacrifice those kids to Moloch and Baal and Asherah." Well, that seems kind of strong. Well, they've done that. I mean, it's not like it's some kind of, you know, they consider it like we talked to today about recreational abortions. I feel like I had to take a bath with lye soap after that show. That was so nasty. I mean, you know, we've got people out there who basically think that our government is doing great things. They just bombed another wedding party with drones in Afghanistan, killed 40 more people attending a wedding. Last week they had a bunch of people picking nuts out there, and they killed about 40 of them picking nuts, and they said they were all al-Qaeda picking nuts, okay? And they said that these other guys died by ISIS, and they're completely denying all the people they're killing. They're killing families, women, children. I mean, let me ask you guys a question. Where's the honor in that? You know, I love our military. I mean, our military freed us from the clutches of fascism with Nazi Germany. But that's the last war that we won with our military. You know, you really can't call the invasion of Kuwait a war, Grenada a war. You know, those were minor issues. Now, they had a lot of men involved in them, but they weren't full-scale, full-blown wars. You know, look what we did in Korea. Look what we did in Vietnam. Look what we've done in Afghanistan for 17 years. God, that's 18 years. It's almost hard to believe. I mean, where's the honor in that? Where's the honor in having our troops guard the poppy fields? Where's the honor in blowing up a bunch of women and children attending a wedding or picking nuts? What the heck from drones being launched, you know, over there and being controlled and manned over here? Where's the honor in that? Where's the honor? So, you know, guys, think about this for a second. If you're going to go in the military, you know, one time it was a really good way to serve your country. Ask yourself a question. Do you want to be part of that? Do you want to be part of bombing women and children in Afghanistan so we can continue to grow 1,000 square miles of poppy? Yeah, through the CIA and run a bunch of drugs and sling a bunch of dope. I mean, none of this makes any sense anymore. It's gotten so upside down, Austin, because the people who are in charge are so wicked and so twisted. And that's why I love talking about this stuff on the show. Not that I love talking about it because it's happening, but the fact that I like exposing it. Because I can't stand it. I don't like talking about it from a I can't believe this is real kind of. But I like talking about it because no one else talks about it on their shows. Nobody else talks about the CIA drug involvement in Afghanistan. Very rarely do you ever hear anything about this. We keep bringing that same theme up over and over and over again because it's what's running the black state, the black ops. It's funding all of this mess. And so we've got to keep our focus on what's going on and look at the man behind the curtain. We've got to look at this black brotherhood, not African American. I'm talking about the black hearted satanic groups. Okay, before you quote me on that, but that's what's doing this. It's this death cult that's doing this, and we have to understand who they are and what they believe. Guys, we're still basically being run by ancient Canaanite religions. It's just so hard to believe in the year 2019 that Canaanite religions are running the planet. It's nuts. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I had the opportunity to pray for you guys today. You guys are amazing. I pray for you every day. I pray for you all the time. I pray for you throughout the day. I thank you for your support of Health Masters. I thank you for the faith, whether you pray for us. I thank you for your loyalty. And I thank you for the fact that, you know, we're kind of all awake together, kind of sitting around the fire here at the house, you know, a bunch of chairs, a stadium full of chairs, and just having a little chit-chat. And talking about the real world. Guys, watch the market. Watch the manipulation. Don't get caught up in it. I love you guys. Austin, go ahead and finish out the show, and I'll do the write-up.
Absolutely. And that's some interesting stuff he just came up with as far as with that, guys. And I don't think he's too far off with that. If they can now turn around and use the stock market collapsing and obfuscate the truth of who's really behind the market collapse, i.e. the bankers, and blame it on the impeachment proceedings or whatever other aspect they want to try to obfuscate. This is crazy stuff we're always seeing all the time with this. But again, like he said, this is why we talk about it. Same thing I talk about when they're starting to talk about the mandatory buyback program that blithering idiot O'Rourke wants to do, which is the gun confiscation is what that is. They're using the term mandatory buyback to make it sound better. They're getting all this stuff lined up. Like today, I think they're having they've been in the debate for the last 2 days on the assault weapons ban. Nobody's hardly been talking about that at all. They're all talking about impeachment proceedings. They're not talking about the fact that they are trying to push a federal assault weapons ban through Congress right now, which I don't know. I doubt it would get through the Senate, quite frankly. But they're still trying to get it passed, which will essentially ban all semi-automatic weapons that can accept a magazine. Everything. And you can grandfather them in and register them with the state, and that's the only way you can keep them. You can never sell them, never transfer them, never do anything else with them again. This is what they're trying to do. But again, you don't hear about this in the media. Been talking about it for 2 days now. So, guys, thank you for the support. Be sure to check out the website. Thank you so much for taking care of Health Masters and making us your primary supplement nutritional company that you choose to support. We really love helping everybody out. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the Cortisol Buster, on sale right now. I think it's on sale for almost 15% off, if I'm not mistaken. And it's really good product, really, really good product. You guys enjoy it a lot. Very popular. So if you need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.